Jim Allister, leader of the TUV, is with us now. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
No matter what way this is described, the chief constable is saying the IRA is not involved in terrorism. That's the bottom line here.
Well, chief constable said a number of things. He has said very emphatically that members of the IRA, which still exists and which still has an organizational structure, were involved in murder. Now, I do struggle to understand, intellectually or any other way, how you can say that and at the same time describe that as anything other than terrorism. And I think at that point, the chief constable foolishly is allowing himself to succumb to political pressure to sanitise the reality as much as he can.
Well, therefore, if you have such a lack of confidence in the chief constable, you cannot then take the part where he says the IRA exists with confidence either.
You can take the bottom line. And the bottom line is that he says members of the IRA have murdered. Now, if he seeks...
Well, no, you can't, because you don't believe other parts of what he says.
That's the statement. That's the statement of fact that he's made. Now, if he then seeks to put a spin on that for whatever reason, and I think he's wrong to do this, but if he seeks to put a spin on it to say that that isn't terrorism, then I'm entitled to say, how can that be? Because how can a member of a proscribed organisation murder and not be involved in an act of terrorism? I just cannot comprehend how that could be, and I think that the chief constable needs to reflect on the patent folly of saying such a thing. But I'm not in the business of giving the chief constable a carte blanche about anything. I will critically analyse and assess what he says, and when it that's what I hope I'm seeking to do.
Yeah, but when it suits you, you believe the chief constable.
This isn't about me.
It absolutely suits your agenda. Right. You don't want the executive to survive, do you?
Well, of course I could come on here this morning and say a lot of "I told you so," because haven't I been the voice and my party the voice that was saying that these structures were built on sand, that one day they would implode because they could never survive on a form of mandatory coalition? Of course I could come on and say, "I told you so," and so I did. But the reality is this, that based upon what has emerged, quite patently emerged, and yes, it did emerge before with the killing of Paul Quinn, when others turned a blind eye to it, but what has now emerged is that we have at the top and the heart of government the political wing of an organisation which is still involved in murder.
That is the bottom line of all of this. Well, let's cut the bottom lines. Why did your party stand shoulder to shoulder with the political wing of loyalist paramilitaries during the announcement of the graduate response last year?
Well, I think your researchers should do a better job. I think you'll discover you will find no picture at the announcement of the graduate
Richard
response.
Cairns was not representing the TUV last year.
In Stormont, you will find no picture.
No, I didn't say Stormont. Hold on, stop. Let's be very clear.
Yes.
I didn't mention Stormont, so let's not make it up as you go along.
Okay.
A TUV member, Richard Cairns, stood side by side, shoulder to shoulder, with the political wing of loyalist paramilitaries during the graduated response last year. And you know it.
Yes, I know it. And Mr. Cairns was there announcing
why?
His graduate... give me the time to answer you. It, announcing what we believed would be a graduated response to the ridiculous denial of basic human rights at our doing.
So when it suits you, you will stand shoulder to shoulder with political wings of loyalist paramilitaries.
Sorry, the key point is this, and it doesn't suit you to hear it, sadly. No loyalist paramilitary organisation, no matter how disreputable, and they are, no paramilitary organisation is represented in the government of Northern Ireland. And that is the issue. And that issue cannot be diverted away from by all this talk about something else. The key issue is, in the heart of government, we have part of the Republican movement, and the Republican movement is still engaged in murder. That is the bottom line, and that's the one that Gerry Kelly, and too often the BBC, want to dodge.
Well,
that's the heart of the matter.
The BBC is dodging nothing this morning, and don't try that one. Now, let's look again at the reality of people will be, impartial people will be thinking to themselves, let's look at fairness here. Let's look at absolute fairness here. Jim Allister, he supported a situation last year, despite the fact that you knew that loyalist paramilitaries last year shot people 6 times, assaulted people 42 times. your party stood shoulder to shoulder with the political wing of those loyalist paramilitaries.
I don't accept that we've ever stood shoulder to shoulder because we've always been opposed entirely to paramilitaryism. So I don't accept the loaded language that you use.
I'll send you the picture if you want.
I accept that for a time, until it became clear it was a patent farce, we were part of what was called the graduated response in an effort to get a resolution at Trudeau. But I make the point again, that comes nowhere close to being shoulder to shoulder or a party with or an organisation at the heart of government. Because the loyalist people, the unionist people in Northern Ireland, do not vote in sufficient numbers for that type of individual to put them in that position. Sadly, the Republican voters do. And therefore we have Sinn Féin at the heart under this corrupted system of government.
Are the PUP and UPRG political wings of a paramilitary party, of a paramilitary organisation?
They seem to have much appearance of that. And that I utterly abhor.
Do you want me to send you a picture of you standing beside a PUP representative? Do you want me to send you a photo shot of it? I'll send it to you on Twitter if you want.
I think the picture you will find, Mr. Nolan, is me attending on a protest at Trudell about the ridiculous denial of the human rights to walk 6 minutes down a road. I cannot dictate who else is there, who else might be in a photograph, if there are others in those photographs.
You stood with them and posed with them.
And that's not a matter for me. But look,
it is a matter for you.
Sorry, I don't take the photographs. I don't set the agenda for those things.
It wasn't at Trudell, by the way. It was outside the Parades Commission.
I receive an invitation to go make a protest about a matter, and I go, but I come back to the fundamental.
Have you ever been photographed with Sinn Féin?
I don't think I have.
All right. So it's just a coincidence that you're photographed with political wings of loyalist paramilitaries.
I come back to the fundamental point that no PUP or UPRG or any of that ilk is in the government of Northern Ireland. Sinn Féin are, and Sinn Féin's IRA is still involved in murder. It's very interesting that rather than discuss that and the ramifications of that, you wish to take us on an escapade of diversion to ease the pressure on that to talk about other matters. So can I bring you to the key issue? What is the DUP going to do? Yes, we know they did nothing in 2007 when Paul Quinn was murdered by the same IRA. Yes, we know they turned a blind eye. I hope that by what happened yesterday...
Well, the DUP would absolutely deny turning a blind eye.
I'm sure they would. I hope that what happened yesterday has forced the issue with the DUP and that they're going to do what they should have been doing a long time ago, because the IRA has existed continuously throughout this period, and that they are going, having tried and failed, I suspect, to exclude Sinn Féin, then follow through and make sure that Sinn Féin is expelled from government by them walking out of government. And that's the challenge, and I think they've been wrong-footed by the Ulster unions, belatedly, and I think that that's the point they've been put into, because their position is untenable. If they don't, then they are the only unionist party turning a blind eye to the fact that the paramilitary wing of the party they sit in government with is engaged in murder. They are thereby, if they did that, authorising and licensing that organisation to do it again. And if they stayed there and took the ministerial post, which has now become vacant and it would fall to them, then they're taking that post courtesy of IRA murder. I think all that's untenable, and I welcome the fact that they've been brought to that point, and I hope they will see that through and deliver on it, because we, in losing this Stormont executive, we lose nothing but a structure of failure, dysfunctionalism.
What more could Sinn Féin do other than what they've already done, which is condemn the people who carried out these murders as criminals?
I suppose they could tell the truth, Stephen. I suppose they could tell the truth, starting with Gerry Adams, about being in the IRA. They could tell the truth about the Northern Bank. They could tell the truth about Paul Quinn. They could tell the truth about Robert McCartney. They could tell the truth about Kevin McGuigan. So starting to tell the truth would be a good starting point when you ask the question, what more could poor Sinn Féin do?
What more could George Hamilton, the chief constable, do other than say the Sinn Féin leadership rejects violence?
Yes. Well, he says he believes in the bona fides of Sinn Féin leadership. Does he believe in the bona fides of the Sinn Féin leadership when they repudiate what he has just said, namely that the IRA exists?
You're repudiating. George Hamilton said too.
I'm asking George Hamilton a question. Does he accept the bona fides of Sinn Féin when they repudiate him saying that that IRA members were involved in the murder of McGuigan? So how far really does the chief constable accept the bona fides of Sinn Féin, or is that a lapsing into the expected political spin, which he, as a chief constable, shouldn't be indulging in?
Well, he would deny he's indulging in it whatsoever.
I'm sure he would.
And you welcome, do you, his assessment that the IRA still exists? You trust that assessment, do you?
I don't welcome the fact that the IRA still exists.
But you trust it? You
but
trust
I,
it?
I welcome facing up to the reality that they still exist. And I ask the fundamental question, why do they still exist? If Sinn Féin have had this Damascus Road conversion to democracy, then why would the IRA still exist?
The chief constable has told you. He said they exist to promote a peaceful political Republican agenda.
Like the murder of Kevin McGuigan? Is that promoting a peaceful, legitimate political agenda?
So what's your assessment of our chief constable then? What's your assessment of our chief constable?
I think our chief constable has rightly and with some courage told it as it was in respect of who was involved in the murder of McGuigan. I think he has lapsed into the political pressures in terms of trying to give that as soft a landing as possible, and I think he should leave the politicking to the politicians.
It's pretty farcical.
Do the policing himself.
It's pretty farcical, isn't it, Jim? That you take the bit of the chief constable's statement that suits you, that you want to hear, and you ridicule everything else that he says.
I take the bottom line.
You don't take the bottom line.
I think in the brief minutes that Nigel Dodds was on, he made a similar point, that one's entitled to analyse and to criticise. You don't just blandly accept everything it's said.
No, you take
a
bit that suits you.
I'm giving no chief constable a carte blanche whatsoever. But if a chief constable says that the IRA murdered a McGuigan, and then in the next breath says, but they're not engaged in terrorism, I'm entitled to say, hold on a minute, what is terrorism if it isn't murder? And that's an answer which I think we haven't yet got from the chief constable.